I'm coming to WMNF. I've been in the public broadcasting system for the last 30 years. I spent most of the last 17, 16 years at National Public Radio and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Before that, I spent 10 years in public television. And I am an escapee from commercial television.
What about your educational background?
I am a graduate of the State University of New York, Oneonta, and I've got graduate degrees, a master's degree, and a PhD from Howard University in Washington, D.C.
Tell us what you'd like to do with WMNF. What are some of your plans for the station?
The station is in a good place. It's been in heavily involved in the community for a long time, and it is at a place where a lot of you're going to see a lot of commercial stations and a lot of other stations trying to get. My job here is to be able to help the station to integrate the work that we have been doing at WMNF to serve more people, to engage the community, to provide more public service, and provide, of course, more great entertainment, which the station have been doing for a long time.
We do concerts, we have music, we have public affairs programming. What parts of that do you think we should be expanding, and what are some new things that maybe we haven't tried before that you'd like to try out?
Let's start with the web. Moving, a lot of radio stations have a tendency to build a website that supports or market the station. Hopefully at WMNF we can build a kind of a community portal, one that focuses not so much on the station, but on the community, to give members of the station and non-members, people who have something to say, a place to say it, and to use it as a complement, almost on the same statue as the radio station.
And finally, in Tampa, in August, the Republican National Convention will put a spotlight on this city and this media market, if you will. What's WMNF's role in the Republican Convention and the surrounding events?
Cover the news. That's what we do best. Cover the news. It's going to be a huge news-making event, and I expect WMNF to be there and to be providing coverage, and if we can, provide feeds for other stations that doesn't have the access to be here.